Hello.
John?
Hey, Sky, how you been, man?
How have you been, my friend?
Squeaking by.
I know that. You know, I was listening to Plain Spoken, your new album. John, it sounds like you've been doing a lot of thinking.
Well, actually, I've been doing a lot of channeling.
thinking gets us into trouble sometimes, it appears. This album... really, I got to tell you, on the first few listens, it's one of those albums that just hit me emotionally, and as you always have done, but to do it time and time again, I got to tell you, a real inspirational album. It sounds like a lot of what you are writing about, there's a lot of reflection in there, some of it personal, as always, some of it taking a look at the world. As you learn and grow and know more and more, does it get easier or harder to, as you put it, channel those things into songs?
Well, you know, the hardest part for me was, you know, and I started, you know, realizing this in the late 80s, as far back as the late 80s, that I needed to get out of my own way, you know, because I would, you know, like you take a song like Pink Houses, for an example. The first two verses were channeled. I mean, you know, they just came to me, and whoever was feeding me those verses, I couldn't write them down fast enough. And there was a third verse. But then I wanted to interject John Mellencamp.
Hmm.
And the third verse, I think, really suffers because of it. And it was my first real lesson in it. Was like, just listen to whatever's coming to you and write that down and get the hell out of your own way. Because of, you know, a few years ago or something, I found the original writing of that, and the last verse was great, so much better than what I injected. So, it was an early lesson and a lucky break for me, just to be quiet and let the gods talk to me, whoever sends people these songs or these books or whatever they're working. You know, my mind is open. You know, my mind is open for suggestion. My mind is open for all kind of things to write about.
Well, even on the record, you know, you just mentioned there's a song entitled Sometimes There's God, and one of the lines in that I certainly could relate to is that you write, God, I'll never do this again. And in my case, it's a good thing I have a forgiving God, because I didn't keep a lot of those promises. But as you well know.
I don't think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people make that deal with God. And as soon as the crisis is passed, it's like, I'm not going to really keep my end of that.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a few lessons for it to get through this thick skull. That's for sure. You know, you've wrote so much. And I remember... I guess it may even go back to around the Lonesome Jubilee time that I started noticing, having known you as long as I have, that there was starting to become a gravitas to your social commentary. You were taking everything even one step further than you had previously. And since then, you've continued to really, you know, have an integrity. And I don't want to call it just seriousness, but certainly... you were intent on being authentic in everything you wrote. This album, it has just an incredible, an emotional connection to the songs. Clearly, you had to dig deep on these songs, or did some of it, as you say, just come to you and you're lucky to capture it through the ether?
Well, you know, I'd like to take some credit for growth, but if the growth is there, it's only being able to keep my mouth shut, just write what's sent to me and figure out what the hell it means later and who it's about and what it's about. And because I didn't sit down and write, you know, The Isolation of Mister, I didn't sit down to write that song. I just picked up my guitar and started playing it. And the next thing, you know, a few minutes, I don't know how long it took to write, but, you know, it was done. So it wasn't anything that I planned on. I didn't have that title. You know, there was my mind was open, clear for the signal to come in, and it came in.
Mm-hmm.
Never look forward to the future. Never enjoy where I've been. Couldn't keep my mind in the moment. Never really cared if I had a friend. I always felt like there was somebody, even when I had it made. Never respected the job I was doing. Never cared about money, but I felt underpaid. Saw so many people walk out the door. Never cared about being lonely, 'cause I couldn't use it no more. I say go away. I'm quitting on you today. Like sorrow was less, always felt I needed to feel the pain. Thought happiness was a transgression, so I just took it as it came. Never wanted to say too much to others I did not understand. Never made love with my heart in. Never wanted to saw so many lovers walk out that door. Never cared about being lonely, 'cause you didn't love me no more. I said go away, go away. I'm quitting on you today. Different about so many things, about my time and my rage. Thought I was living a life of freedom, but I was living a life in a cage. And the cage bred with its low self, so many knots did not untie. They came undone by my faults, and here's the reason. Saw so many lovers walk out that door. Never cared about being lonely, 'cause I didn't love you no more. I say go away, go away, go away. I'm quitting on you today.
Sometimes, though, do you pursue something that you, a topic that you want to chronicle in song? Is there sometimes it's a real mission for you to get something out?
Yeah, and it's really a pain in the ass to do it.
Hmm.
I mean, because it's just not real. I mean, that's when John Mellencamp, you know, it's like me talking. It's not clear. I mumble. You know, the voice isn't clear. You know, I just it's the same with the paintings. Whenever I sit down to paint, when I paint, it's just like, if I try to, you know, make something be a certain way, it's aggravating and the results are not good. I like to be surprised by the paintings. I like to be surprised by the songs. I'm getting ready to go out on tour. We're doing like 80 shows. And by the time that I play, you know, a lot of this new record, you know, I'll be able to do another interview with you and you can go, can tell me what this song's about, and I'll be able to. But right now, I don't know.
Yeah. And to that point, you know, you're going to be coming to Los Angeles on July 28th to the Nokia Theater, and you're going to be playing with Carlene Carter. We just had Carlene in. She's a pistol. She'll be fun on the road, that's for sure.
Yeah, she's a good gal.
You know, obviously, as long as we've known each other and you know, the miles we've traveled, reflection becomes a part of, I guess, both of our experiences. And certainly, you've inspired me through a lot of songs. And I'm sure as you've looked at your life, you can't help but infuse your songs now with a certain amount of personal expression and a certain amount of personal reflection. Do you find now that when you look at things, you see them differently than you might have saw them, say, 20, 30 years ago? Do you see more? Do you feel more when you're writing? Is that possible?
I don't know. I'm not, you know, I used to always say that I'm not very nostalgic. But as I get older, I find that I'm more sentimental than I ever was. So that's the closest I can come to answering that question. I still think of myself as not being nostalgic, but sentimental, melancholy sometimes, yeah, which I never was before. And, you know, never ever was bored and never ever was, you know, never felt lonely. As I get a little older, those emotions start to creep into my life. I had two emotions, you know, when we were kids, angry and angrier.
And ways to diffuse anger. And usually if we didn't end up in jail, that was a good night. There's a song.
Yeah, I always hated guys that told stories that ended, and then I went home. I was like, what kind of evening is that?
Right.
And then I went home. But that's a boring story.
Like once upon a time ago, it's where I was supposed to be. My vision was true and my heart was true. There was no end to what I dreamed. Walk like a hero to the set sun. Everyone called out my name. Death to me was a mystery. I was too busy raising up Cain. Nothing lasts forever, and when your best efforts don't pay, sometimes you get sick and it don't get better. That's when life is short. Pretend not to notice that everything about us has changed, from the way that we look to the friends we once had. So you keep on acting the same. down in your soul, you know. You got no flame, and who knows then which way to go. Life is short, even in its longest days. All I got here is a review mirror. Reflections of where I've been. So you tell yourself, I'll be back at top someday. But you know there's nothing waiting up there for you anyway. Nothing lasts forever when your best efforts don't pay. Sometimes you get sick and you won't get better. That's when life is short, even in its longest days. Life is short, even in its longest days.
There's one song. It does take another look. It could be a companion piece, really, to say, a Jackie Brown, Blue Charlotte, which I can listen to and think of as an evolution of Jack and Diane. And then all these years later, there's obviously a depth to the love that's expressed in that song. Where'd that song come from? Is that one that just happened to come from the muse?
I think that Tennessee Williams sent me that song. It's so... you know, when we were recording it, you know, I sang it, you know, numerous times. It was like, you know, this is a very William-esque type of story about something ending and something beginning, and the sadness of an end and the excitement for something new to begin. And that's the way the song ends. And I just felt like William sent me that song. I know it sounds crazy, but it's true.
Well, but this does come from when we discuss experience and our own personal exposure to life in so many ways, be it friends, be it what we read, what we see, what we hear. Some of those things do sometimes inform us whether we're conscious of it or not.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, everything, even though, you know, I'm channeling, everything goes through my filter. Everything goes through everybody's filter. I mean... you know, we hear something, and you know, you and I can hear the same thing, and it's like, well, that's not what's being said here. You know, that's what's so bad about texting. I mean, I've got texts from people and go, what on earth are they talking about? Yeah. You know, and I've had people text me back going, are you mad at me? And I was like, no, your texture sounded like it. And I just started texting like a couple years ago, because I never had a phone till a couple years ago. I refused to have one of them damn things. I don't like people calling me in the first place. And if I didn't have kids, I wouldn't have one now.
And that's the old safety leash, kind of making sure you know what they're up to, or at least trying.
Well, at least trying to, sure, yeah. You know, well, my girls call me, you know, they're all pretty grown up now, but the girls call me every time they have a thought. Girls, you don't have to call me every time you have a thought. You know,
texting's for.
You're 35 years old. You don't have to call me every time you have a thought. You know, but you know, as opposed to like Speck, my youngest son, you know, it's like whenever I see he's calling me, hey, Dad, what's going on? The school's going great. Did you get the painting I sent you? Yeah, I got that. Hey, you know, I need money.
Yeah.
It always comes down to that. Dad, I need some money. I spec I just send you $200. Yeah, I know, but you know, art supplies are expensive. And I think to myself, yeah, so's pot.
Playing off of the old dad's personal interests. You know, Dad, art supplies, you know.
Yeah, art supplies. Well, he goes to Rhode Island School of Art and Design, and he's a painting major, and he has to stretch his own canvas and buy his oil paints and painting. And I've seen the way he takes, I've told him 1,000 times, Spec, take better care of your equipment and it'll take better care of you. But I mean, his brushes are just awful looking pieces of gnarly stuff.
Sounds like my kids' drum heads.
Yeah.
You know, it's a cathartic experience when he's out in the garage, that's for sure. I want to tell you a story before we wrap this up, and I hope you don't think I'm being patronizing. I think you've known me long enough that I wouldn't. It was about 10 years ago. You know, I was on the label side, you know, going back and forth from radio to the record side. And I got to tell you, you know, they had pretty much kicked it all out of me. I was pretty much ready to wrap it up. And I went and saw you, I think it might have been The Garden. And you did a concert. And in particular, one song I remember, you did a performance of Minutes to Memories. And I'll tell you, at the end of that song, I was in tears. And it inspired me. It basically told me, you know what, damn it, you can't give up yet. You got more work to do. And I've never shared that story with you personally, let alone publicly, but I want to extend my thanks to you because you have continually, you know, stood up for what you felt was right. And you've always, you know, put it in the song, and you've represented a lot of people. And I just want to thank you for giving me that personal inspiration that particular day. Because I tell you, I was ready to throw this business to the wind. And, well, here I am back still doing it.
Well, you know, here's the thing about guys our age. So many people that get to be our age are ready to just sit down and let the world pass them by. But, you know, if you have the gift of life, guys our age should be looking for trouble. I mean, we should be looking for trouble, and you know, something else that I've learned is that when you're sad and things aren't going your way, just dance. It's amazing. Just dance, and it really sounds crazy, but it really works. And when I mean dance, I don't necessarily mean, you know, do the twist, but you know. Just let yourself drift away, you know, and you come back with a clear mind, and I know what you mean. I mean, there've been umpteen times I've thought, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like dealing with the record company. I don't like dealing with this person or that person or. And, you know, it makes anything, life is too short to keep fighting with these people and have arguments and not know where you stand. But ultimately, finally, you know, those things are knee-jerk reactions or emotional decisions. But when you sit back and you logically think of something and think about it, you inevitably will come up with the right decision for yourself. But the best thing to do when you don't know what to do, don't do anything.
Small town and live in a small town. But I die in a small town. Oh, the small communities. And all my friends, small town. My parents live in the same small town. My job's a small town, provides a little opportunity. I was educated in a small town, taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream in that small town. Another boy with no money, that's me. But I seen it all in this small town. Had myself a bow in this small town. Married a couple girls and brought them to this small town. I don't know if it's a small town or if it's me. No, I cannot forget from where it is that I come from. Cannot forget the people who love me. I can be myself here in a small town. People let me be just what I want to be. Nothing against a big town. Man, I'm so hasty enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Cause I was born in a small town. And I can breathe in a small town. Gonna die in a small town. Oh, that's probably where they bury me.
I'm glad that I was able to get caught up with you today and to be able to tell our audience about your great new record, Plain Spoken, and the fact that you will be coming to town. And you're right. As you come to town the next time, I'll have a lot more questions about the record, and hopefully you'll have at least a few answers, and you and I can have some fun, and maybe it'll end up in us both needing a bail bondsman that night. Who knows?
Well, as long as I don't end up and then we went home.
It will not, my. Well, John, as always, it's good to talk to you again, and I look forward to seeing you sooner than later down the road, and we'll be supporting this great new record, Plain Spoken, on 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you, Buster.
I'll see you soon.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.